Two Philadelphia friends and historians are working to amplify the lesser-known history of black queer figures of Philadelphia. They say keeping this part of black history alive is important to the next generation. WHYY's Vicky Diaz-Camacho has this story.
Year after year, historian and archivist Bob Skiba collected evidence of black and queer life here in Philly. He culled as much as he could from magazine articles and news clippings in microfilm labs. It was hard to find, he says.
But nice, genteel Philadelphians didn't talk about it, so it makes it really hard to do the research.
But the pictures he resurfaced speak for themselves. People dressed to the nines, heading to jazz clubs, simple, elegant invites to dinner dances, and slice-of-life photographs of people mid-pose. Local community leader Gary Hines is intent on keeping the history alive because
this was a lot of work done, and a lot of it was behind the scenes.
He recalls one of the earliest figures, Sarah Vaughan, a black trans woman in the mid-century.
Who was a fixture in the LGBT community in Philadelphia for decades. She integrated a lot of white spaces back in the 50s.
Then there was Anita Cornwall, who wrote Black Lesbian in White America. Or the legacy of the late Michael Henson Jr., a tireless advocate for black and LGBTQ unhoused youth. He was also among the first to mobilize strategies against HIV and AIDS for the black community. That is just scratching the surface, Skiba said.
There are so many.
Preserving and documenting the history is important to stitch together previously unknown pieces of what Skiba calls
this great quilt we call the LGBTQIA community. Until all the stories are told, the complete story isn't told.
Vicky Diaz-Camacho, WHYY News.